It's Orthodox Holy Week, but for the usually joyous holiday season began with tragedy for Christians in Ukraine. Deadly missile strikes hit the city of Lviv, just about 50 miles from the Polish border. NPR's Ada Peralta joins us now for more. He's in Dnipro in eastern Ukraine. But let's begin in Lviv. At least 7 people are dead there, others injured. This part of western Ukraine has been relatively peaceful since the invasion began. What can you tell us about the attack?
Yeah, look, this part of Ukraine, Lviv is in western Ukraine, not far from the border with Poland. And throughout this conflict, it has been seen as a safe haven. It had received very few airstrikes, and the city felt in a lot of ways like totally normal. Restaurants were open, people were strolling through the parks and the squares. It is home to a lot of Ukrainians who had fled from more dangerous parts of the country. But today, local authorities say that several Russian missiles struck the city. They say that civilians were killed and that one of those missiles hit a tire repair shop, but most of them were aimed at infrastructure. These are the first fatalities that have been reported in the city of Lviv. And we spoke to one resident who said that Lviv had felt safe. In fact, he was thinking about bringing his family back. But this, he says, changes everything.
In eastern Ukraine, more news from the port city of Mariupol, where they are continuing to endure a bombardment from Russian troops. Over the weekend, talks to establish a humanitarian corridor broke down, and Ukrainian authorities say the city has not fallen into Russian hands, although Russian forces are demanding surrender. What have you heard from Mariupol?
Look, I think all the signs in this country right now point toward a war that is intensifying. As you said, in Mariupol, Ukrainians say that their forces have not given up, that they're ignoring a Russian ultimatum to give up. But the problem is that Mariupol has been under siege from the beginning of this war. It has been mostly cut off from the outside world, so we don't have a clear idea of what is happening there. Farther north, the fighting in Kharkiv has intensified. Witnesses there tell us that the center of the city has been bombarded. When we were there a few days ago, the front lines were pretty stable. They weren't moving. But now the Ukrainian military says that its troops are on the offensive, that they're moving north. The big question that everyone is asking themselves right now is whether all of this new fighting is the beginning of the Russian offensive that Ukraine and its Western allies have been warning about for weeks.
So what are you hearing? Is there a difference in what Ukrainians themselves are telling you about their attitude towards this war? Has there been a strengthening of commitment? Maybe they're getting tired?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, I'm here in Dnipro, and it's surprisingly quiet. Overnight, a train station was hit by a missile strike. But everybody seems to be trying to go about their business. Yesterday, it was Palm Sunday in the Orthodox Church here. It was the beginning of Holy Week. And the air raid sirens started going up, and people just stood outside the church to wait for a priest to bless their palms. They didn't go anywhere. They didn't do anything. And, you know, I asked people, what does this Easter season mean for you? You know, Palm Sunday celebrates the coming of Jesus into Jerusalem. It's a happy occasion. And what people told me is that it wasn't the same. It didn't feel like Easter because there's always this worry that the death and destruction of this war will catch up with them.
We have heard reports, especially according to the Polish border authority, that more people are going back into Ukraine from Poland than exiting Ukraine. We assume that's connected to the Orthodox Easter holiday coming up next Sunday. Have you heard reports of people returning to Ukraine for this holiday season?
You can see them returning to many cities. You know, the Polish authorities said that on Saturday, 22,000 people crossed from Poland into Ukraine and 19,000 left. Since this war began, millions of Ukrainians left the country. The UN estimates, however, that 650,000 have returned. I just came out of Kharkiv, which is one of the hardest hit cities. And even there, there's a trickle of people who are coming back. Authorities are telling them not to come back, even though in some places it feels relatively safe. But authorities here are saying that a new Russian offensive is very likely. And I think today, with the strike in Lviv, it was a reminder that this war is very much ongoing.
NPR's Eder Peralta in Dnipro, Ukraine. Thanks so much, Eder.
Thank you, Celeste.